این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illa Allah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Date February 11th, 1983. The mischievous elements there joined hands with the enemies of Islam, who were either their colleagues or their masters. Consequently, peace and tranquility has been established by the grace of Allah. It is necessary that the great, faithful, and Islamic nation undertake the reconstruction of the shortcomings that are the essentials of all revolutions. In the Iran Revolution, that relied on the infinite power of the exalted truth and the lofty motivation of the great threat of the nation, the losses in comparison with other great revolutions was lesser, while its achievements was greater.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. Well, about the concept of martyrdom and a martyr, Imam Khomeini رحمة الله عليه said, martyrdom has been the pride of the awliya. It is our pride as well. Well, this sentence of Imam رحمة الله عليه is about martyrdom and its high value. The concept of martyrdom, like all other Islamic concepts, can be fully and wholly appreciated only in the light of the Islamic doctrine of Tawheed, or the absolute unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and full submission to His will. In fact, there is no martyrdom without struggle in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for the cause of the truth. A shaheed's proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explained in the Holy Book of Quran as follows. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولا تحسبن الذين قتلوا في سبيل الله أمواتا بل أحياء عند ربهم يرزقون. Do not think of those who are slain in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as dead. Nay, they are alive with their Lord and are provided sustenance by Him.
يا ربنا صل على طه النبي وآله
صلى الله عليه
صل
يا رسول الله
يا ربنا صل
When Islam wants to elevate the position of a person or a deed, it compares that person or deed with the position of a shaheed. For example, to show the importance of seeking knowledge, a hadith says that if someone becomes a student with the intention of finding the truth and serving his Lord, and then dies while studying, he is considered as a shaheed. This expression manifests the sanctity and excellence of a student. Likewise, a hadith praising a person who strives hard to provide the sustenance for his family says, "The one who strives hard for his family is like a fighter in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." So you see that Imam Khomeini here is talking about the pride and respect that a martyr in Islam enjoys for himself or herself. You see that the value and the level is so high that everything is compared to be like a shaheed, not the same, but like a shaheed. And you know, that's quite precious. And that is, in fact, what Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayhi, is talking about. Okay, dear listeners, that's the time we've got for today's episode. For ending, let's just recite the sentence of Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayhi, about martyrdom and the martyr. In that regard, he said, martyrdom has been the pride of the awliya. It is our pride as well. Thank you very much for listening to us. Until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day.